songs of longing and despair are a national tradition in Portugal, a tradition called fado. The word comes from the Latin fatum, meaning fate or destiny or doom.
Trago a saudade esquecida, guardada em versos passados.
Fados emerged from the brothels and taverns of Lisbon about 200 years ago, and they were sung by lonely sailors. Today, they're performed in restaurants and fado clubs. Female singers, fadistas, perform them draped in black shawls while standing very still. Among the newest wave of fado singers adding some contemporary twists is a singer named Misia. She goes by just the one name, and she is extremely popular, especially among the young in Portugal. It's her voice you're hearing. Misia joins me now. Welcome to our show.
Thank you very much for inviting me to be here with you.
These songs are so enchanting. We are all just utterly beguiled. This CD is called Ritual, and if anyone needs proof that fados are sad songs, the title of this one is I Don't Long for Life.
E agora canto a coragem de cantar até morrer.
Why do you think this musical heritage of Portugal is so melancholy? What is it about the Portuguese character?
I think it's the ocean. We are a little country and with a big, big ocean in front of us, Atlantic Ocean, and that makes us, people that we interiorize our feelings, and when we expose them is in a very strong way, and this is a fado. Fado for us is our way to talk and to sing about the universal feelings.
Tell us a little bit about how you came to this music.
I am the third generation of artists in my family. My mother and my grandmother, they are from Barcelona, they are Spanish. And my grandmother, she was a vaudeville actress, and my mother, she was a dancer. Then I'm very, the place in the world I feel more safe is a stage.
There are some wonderful stories about your grandmother. You're talking about this matriarchal theatrical family. Could you just share one or two?
Oh, well, there is lots of things, but my grandmother and my mother didn't want me to be an artist because they said it is a very lonely life. And then my grandmother, she used to tell me stories of the 20s in Barcelona, the cabarets and the lumpen places where to sing, you know, a little bit like an operette and things like that. And when my mother, she arrived to the room, well, we changed subject immediately. But one day I was singing, I was cleaning something and I was singing, and my mother and my grandmother, they look at each other and they say, oh no, because it was not la 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 la. Meanwhile, I was cleaning, no. And they said, oh no. And well, I think that's a funny story.
Eu vivo com duas luas, delas me fiz companhia. Eu vivo com duas luas, delas me fiz companhia. Andam cruzadas as duas e nenhuma me alumia. Andam cruzadas.
Misia, it's like musical knockout. drops. It's just intoxicating. And now I'm losing it, but I have to keep talking. I'd like to talk a little bit about Amália Rodrigues. She was the fado singer most associated with Portugal for the last 60 years. And when she died, the prime minister declared 3 days of national mourning. She must have been an enormous influence on you.
Yes, she was and she still is a big reference. Sometimes in some countries they said to me, "Oh, you are the successor or the daughter," I mean, something like that.
Daughter of Amália.
Exactly. No, because she is alive. Her music is alive.
Let's hear Amália Rodrigues.
Cantar é o meu fado verdadeiro. Ai, mas sempre entoar uma canção.
It's an exquisite tapestry of sound listening to her. Did you ever meet her, Mícia?
Yes, I meet her, but not in a close way. We were not intimes or anything, but yes, I meet her.
There is a song on this new CD for her called Shawl of Silence. What are you singing in this song for Amália Rodrigues?
Well, this song has a very, very emotive story. The words, the poet that wrote this poem, Mário Cláudio, he wrote this poem the same day of Amália's death. I was singing in London in Queen Elizabeth Hall, and he was in Portugal, and then he was feeling so orphaned, so sad, so bad because Amália was dead. Then he sent by fax to me this poem to my hotel in London, and he said, "Mícia, I wrote this today. You do with this what you want." He meant if you want to record it, if you don't want, you keep it. But you are the only one that I want to have that.
Ah, it's gorgeous. Let's hear a bit of it.
Amamos e perdemos sem saber se o que amamos merece tanta dor ou se amar é apenas a que perder é uma das formas do amor.
I'll just read a few of the poet Mário Cláudio's words. You knew the narrow bed of the fishwives, the bowl, the kiss, the dream of the harvest, the shadows of lovers on the corners, the flight of the most perfect seagull, and it ends. What a strange way of living, a voice that burns in the shadow, thorn and stem, handkerchief beckoning at each dusk. You have had some of Portugal's finest writers writing for you, like Nobel Prize winning Portuguese poet José Saramago. Do you solicit people? I mean, do you invite them to write, or do people send you lyrics?
No, I invite them to write because normally those writers, they don't write for music or for songs, and even some of them, they don't write poetry. And I want to explain, when I begin to sing fado and to record, fado was still under the influence of the revolution in 74. And then people, they said, "Oh, don't sing fado, it's not does not have prestige, intellectual or commercial prestige, does not sell CDs." It was considered something old-fashioned.
And associated with the more conservative elements and the right-wing.
Exactly, exactly. Always with exception of Amália. Amália, she was always in very good position. But normally people at that time, they did not record, they didn't want to do that. Then I was so sad about that situation that I decided to invite the most prestigious Portuguese writers to write for this kind of music, because I think that the poem, the words, they can do the link between the tradition and the present. And then I did one CD called Garras dos Sentidos, only with traditional fado music and a Portuguese poet. For instance, Fernando Pessoa is, I think, worldwide known as one of the best Portuguese writers.
And Fernando Pessoa, which is his song here?
Fernando Pessoa poem is called Dança de Mágoas. Is talking about someone that cannot feel a real sorrow and cannot be really sad, and that's at the same time a very sad thing.
Like a uselessly full glass, which no one lifts from the table, my heart without sadness overflows with a sorrow not its own. It acts out sorrowful dreams just so that it might feel them and thus be spared the grief it pretended to be dreading. Who taught you to sing? Your voice sounds taught, but perhaps also trained. Did you study?
No. I even had problems, not only on singing, but especially on talking, because I was so intense to talk and to laugh and to be alive, that I began to have problems in my chordal voices. And then I learned to talk, not to sing, because to sing fado, you know, you do everything wrong with your voice to sing fado. They, at the end of their career, they have very spoiled voices, but very, very emotional.
Because of the strain in the projection, and because you're standing so still,
yes,
and it's all rushing
past. I put the head behind, and that's not good for the voice. If I sing another kind of music, I don't do that. But when I sing fado, I do that.
You mean you put your head back? You're singing
up, exactly,
and you're straining your diaphragm
instead of.
Exactly,
we are closing the throat.
Misia, you spend so much time in this world. You talked about the intensity that you acknowledge you bring to it. Is it difficult to go into character, to spend so much time in songs of tragedy and melancholy?
No, for me it's the only way to be alive and to put outside what I have inside. It's the only way of, in a way, cleaning my ghosts and my shadows.
Well, I think if moonlight had a sound pouring down, it would sound like this. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Jackie, for inviting me and for listening to these things.
The fado singer Misia. Her new album is called Ritual.